Wow. I freaking overslept today. I was supposed to get up at 11 a.m. Didn't really go to bed until 3:40 last night. And I was having a panic attack and whatnot. Oh, being me is so hard. But I'm a little behind schedule today. So today's going to still be a longer show because I did a shorter show for you guys yesterday. But appreciate me that I'm even here. Okay, cool.
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, Verbula, mm-hmm. in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
On three.
Y'all ready?
One, two, three, go!
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, uh-huh. Boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3. Two, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, we the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E, H-O-P-P-E, H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
What day is it? What time is it? I feel so freaking out of it, man. So last night, I didn't really get to bed till around, I don't know, 2:40 or 3, like I just said to begin the show. And man, I set an alarm for 11 a.m., but then I pushed it back to 11:20 a.m. on my Alexa. And I like waking up to the Howard Stern show. But I'm realizing that Howard's voice really isn't like something that wakes you up. And I'm sure that makes him feel great if you were to hear I said that. But I mean, like, his soothing radio voice is not something that wakes you up. You need to put on like Kelta show because you're like, ah, that voice, shut up. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. It's been weird recently. It's been weird recently. I used to never have a CarPlay GPS in my car, so I never knew how long it took me to get somewhere. And I kind of enjoyed it because, like, I feel like I appreciated the songs more and I feel like I appreciated the moment more. But now that I, like, know where I'm going at all times, which is kind of good, I have this weird thing where I will think, let's say the destination map, the Google map says I will be there at 7:17. The whole time I'm in the car, I think it's 7:17 the whole time. It's very weird. I kind of miss the days when it was simple. You just driving around. You got Wild 94.1 on or Hoppy Hour and you're just hanging out. You know what I mean? A jelly bean. Something else happened last night that was very strange. Now, I don't want to get too dirty on this show, but I was watching Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite interesting. Now you're asking, why is it interesting that you were being a degenerate on a porn site? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I put my left arm up when I'm doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of stretch out on the bed and get comfortable. And I was like on the corner of the bed on the left side. That was cool how that happened. And I wasn't really paying attention. I'm gone in. And all of a sudden, I stopped for a second and I'm like, what is that sniffing my arm? And the whole time that I'm watching a dirty video, my cat is sniffing my arm on the left side. And I'm using my right hand. And it was a very weird moment. My cat loves being around me when I'm getting my rocks off. You know what I mean? My cat is absolutely positively obsessed with me getting my rocks off. And it creeps me out. Whenever I have a girl over and we're going at it, she's there. Now, I think it's because I saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not on the computer that I have her audio on, so this is her meowing. It's not as professional, but whatever. And surprisingly, that was the sound I made last night when she was sniffing my arm. I'm kidding. I absolutely don't know where to go from talking about watching porn and my cat sniffing my arm, but that's the beauty of Happy Hour, as I always figure it out. I noticed that Blake Snell has been balling out this postseason for the LA Dodgers, and it cracks me up. Why did it crack me up? Because the stupid Rays didn't want to pay for him. And he goes somewhere else and leads them to a World Series. Because the Rays are losers! I just felt like saying that. I'm going to put up a compilation probably tomorrow of the best of Jeff Knight. Jeff Knight is the scumbag former owner. He just gave the power to his son of Janice Live and all of downtown St. Pete that was driving that riding that ferry while probably not on shrooms. It took the Hispanic man's life, and it seems like the media has not been reporting on it recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you wonder what they're covering up. And I got to get up on out of here when I'm done with the show. So I'm actually going to make the introduction for tomorrow so you get to hear it. Hey, guys, Ryan Hoppy here. I am sick and tired of Jeffrey Knight getting away with crimes. So here is the complete coverage of the Jeffrey Knight case on Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. There you go. That was pretty good, you know. I like how I was all clean and in and out, like usual. All right, I think it's time we start talking about some TMZ news.
Mm-hmm.
Today on TMZ.
Okay. Donald Trump took down Portland, just not the way we thought he would.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups was arrested as part of a federal investigation into an illegal gambling.
I will talk about this later in depth during Happy Hoops. But I just want to make sure that they're not picking on the African-American athletes, since Trump is known for being racist. Like, if anybody in politics is doing the same thing as them, Republican or Democrat, bring them down as well.
Gambling ring. And there are multiple NBAers involved. This is one of the most wild scandals I think we've ever seen in sports.
Part of Team Diddy, Mark Garagos, says Diddy's going to make a full comeback.
I think he's a scumbag. Both of them.
Sean will make a comeback the likes of which people are not expecting.
That is a desensitized, sociopathic, stupid boomer lawyer that you're rooting for Diddy to make a comeback. That's why I don't like lawyers. You need them when you're facing a charge, you know? But when they're defending a guy like Diddy, I know a god.
He's financially going to be fine, but is he going to have a career?
He didn't have a career. His career ended 20 years ago.
Yeah, what was Diddy doing for the 5 years?
I will admit, I did have the Sean John jacket in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was arrested.
Well, we know what he was doing.
And some wannabe gangster named Juan stole it in my math class. Oh, I love this Sean John jacket.
What he was doing.
During the season 7 premiere of The Kardashians, Kim went for a routine MRI.
There's like a little aneurysm. Whoa.
And she blames Kanye.
It's never your fault, Kim. It's everybody else. She's gotten stuck in that loop that because Kanye is so awful and because Kanye is so horrible to be around, whatever, that she thinks it's everybody else's fault and she's just using it as a crutch. She never says, hey, maybe I'm an awful mom for essentially, you know, trying to make my daughter look like she's 22. Hey, I'm an awful mom for putting her around Chris Kardashian, who's a known pimp. Mm-hmm. No, it's always Kanye. It's always the man. Shut up.
Definitely been through it with him. Don't know that it caused an aneurysm.
But are aneurysms caused by stress?
I don't know. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Ah, jeez.
We need MRIs. Jennifer Lawrence and Tessa Thompson are talking about the cost of becoming superheroes, being able to pee while you're in.
God, Jennifer Lawrence is so freaking hot. Mm-hmm. Remember when that unfortunate thing called the fappening happened and we saw her covered in clam chowder? Or maybe it wasn't clam chowder.
In the suit.
They didn't give me, like, a thing to pee, like, with Mystique.
I feel like any girl could relate to this.
It's the number one thing about being a guy, is peeing stuff.
You guys have it so easy when it comes to going to the bathroom.
This woman is so annoying. Like, shut up.
Would you be a guy if you had a choice?
For, like, 6 hours. I would have a good time for 6 hours.
This firing is being quiet.
Love, her first thought is, if I was a guy, I would use women for 6 hours.
Not bad. 856. 49 happy. What the hell is going on in the world of Britney Spears? Oh, that could have been louder. I always have to adjust the levels, you know, when I'm playing my intro music. A take, a two.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I love freedom. I love independence.
I kind of have to.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of does. I don't think anybody goes, oh, I don't want freedom today. I'm good.
Sound the alarm.
God, I can't skip over this because of copyright. All the freaking videos just play the full song. I'm like, who do you think you are? You're a news organization that has copyright, unlike me. I'm over here just existing. Let me see if I can do this.
You're spiraling. This is new video of the 43-year-old raising a glass, making what looks like an illegal U-turn.
Oh, we all do it. Shut up. I bet this hag doing the voiceover on the video does that. I do that all the time. Although the driving.
And appearing to weave in and out of traffic lanes.
Well, I don't do that.
The drama unfolded.
Can you imagine you just driving on and on? Mm-hmm. And someone recognizes you. I remember one time I was tailgating a guy. Was he tailgating me? I forget, but I was in the left lane going down 275 before you can either get off at Roosevelt or go onto the Howard Franklin. And it was like the first year I worked at the Bone. And he ended up being like one of those mutants. Now, they're not all bad, but the Bone fam, that fan base for 1025 The Bone. And his name was like Steven or something, but he went by the name Without Gagging on Twitter. And he tweeted like a video of me driving. And he's like, he like tweeted at Galvin and that. And I'm like, dude. You claim I'm a bad driver, but then you're texting and while driving, and your name is Without Gagging.
Wednesday night at a restaurant near Britney's home,
yeah.
An eyewitness tells ET she appeared unsteady, accidentally knocking over glasses and dropping items on the floor.
The poor woman, like, I don't always feel bad for Britney, because I think sometimes she has to take some accountability for everything that's happened in her life, but oh my God, leave her alone. Leave Britney alone.
Around 9:21 p.m., we're told two people tried to stop Britney from leaving and getting behind the wheel of her black BMW. During her more than 30-minute ride home, she appears to swerve, drift, and cross traffic lanes multiple times.
They always try to capture on your personal life. They blow away out of proportion.
I got to skip over this because of copyright. But remember this.
And how fucking dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
Mm.
She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two fucking kids. Her husband turned out to be a user. And she
a loser!
And now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. Mm. She's a human!
I would have loved to hear what MJ did the next morning when he played this, you know. And that's my guy!
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more.
It is.
Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
This is 18 years old. My God.
Leave Brittany alone.
This is what my anxiety sounded like when I couldn't sleep.
Leave Brittany alone.
Leave me alone, you stupid Rovers Morning Glory listeners. That's Gia's father.
Please.
Yeah. My cult is not your friend. Baba's closer to being your friend.
Perez Hilton talked about professionalism instead of...
There's nothing professional about Perez Hilton.
Brittany was a professional. She would have pulled it off no matter what. Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
It doesn't get a girl, whatever it was.
Leave Brittany alone!
Alright, man.
Please!
I will. No, I probably won't. But this is interesting. Young Miami explains why she bagged Diddy. Oh, you know what I should do? I do this all the time. I should probably unmute Instagram.
Mm-hmm. How do you then get in a situationship with a person who is so iconic to hip hop and that we did not see that coming? Mm-hmm. Is it just the personality?
The money and clout. Because without Diddy, no one really cares who Young Miami is. Why is the video doing that?
City girl. I'm a city girl. That's how I did. I'm a city girl.
You sound stupid. I'm a city guy. I'm a city guy. No, you're a cloud chaser. I'm a cloud chaser. I'm a cloud chaser. Summer Walker says women don't have to have sex with men anymore.
You really don't have to. They got all types of shit now. They got roses and shit.
What an annoying run.
Like, you can be fine without.
Yeah, like my coochie smell good. Like everything.
Oh, God. It's such a gross word, my coochie.
Like, you don't even gotta just, you don't really gotta fuck with me.
You can just receive.
You can just receive and go to bed, babe. Like.
Okay. She sounds like she's never the problem. She's such a narcissist. She doesn't want to admit that she's a problem.
Don't make your life hard.
All right, there you go. That's absolutely riveting stuff. I'm using this new Instagram page called Hollywood Unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Apple removed the dating safety apps T and T on Her. I don't like those T apps. It was like a lot of times I feel like it's people not taking accountability and everyone else's fault. It's never your fault that the relationship didn't work. It's everyone else's fault. Shut up. What the hell's wrong with you? What does this world come to? Here is Charlamagne Tha God sending Nicki Minaj some healing energy.
How would you have had to decide if you were still going to do a show because you got bit by a bee? You see how you just revealed that the show was to talk to you? You see how you just revealed?
She just sounds like a skank.
That it was not about Gucci, man. You silly.
All right. I feel stupid for listening to that. I'm sorry. Finally in Hollywood Unlocked. See what we got here. Oh, this is interesting. Of course this would happen in good old Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
A Baltimore high school student was detained by cops after AI apparently mistook his bag of Doritos for a gun. Yeah, I'm all about AI, but I've seen it in radio. You give a radio station the power to be run by AI and it's no good. AI is a good tool. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes it can be a tool.
As an ordinary evening outside of Kenwood High School following football practice, Takai Allen sitting with friends eating a snack.
Just had it like this.
When suddenly, armed officers came charging in the 16-year-old's direction.
I don't know why my mic was off. We already know that Baltimore cops have this problem where they protect their own because there was that guy that called out the Baltimore cops for being dirty and they put dead rats on his car. So It doesn't surprise me when it comes from Baltimore.
Guns drawn, demanding he get on the ground and handcuffing him.
Yeah, it was really aggressive at first.
What's running through your mind when they're watching
you? It was mainly like, am I ready to die or like, are they ready to kill me?
I mean, some racist people might say that's a little over the top, but you never know. Especially in Baltimore where they had the riots because of it going on 11 years ago.
They were all pointing their guns at me and I'm not used to all those guns pointing at me.
Yeah, you know, you don't really wake up in the morning and go, hey, I want to have a bunch of pigs point a gun at me.
Mm-hmm.
Lex P. says a man is not a leader if he complains about having a hard time finding a parking spot.
Nigga, and we going on a date. We trying to do something. You like...
Trying to give him some redhead.
I can't find nowhere to park. You ain't no leader, bro. Why are you expressing to me that you can't find no parking spot?
Because he's trying to impress you, you pig.
Get out the passenger seat, whole ass nigga, and let me drive.
All right, man. You do your boom. Women are like, why are guys so afraid of us? And then they say stupid things like that. Oh, women! What would we do without you? I don't know what we would do. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Let's see what this is. I saved a Facebook link. I don't know what this is. Let me see here. Oh, this is Joy Taylor on the Two Personal Podcast. I don't even know what she's going to say here. Because I like to listen to things for the first time with my audience. But let's hear a good old peanut butter talking. Oh, you know what I should do? I should probably, I do this a lot, have the website unmuted.
I have been encouraged by some people in my life and my therapist to...
Oh, yeah. You know, she's working hard with those therapists.
Mm-hmm. Work on being more vulnerable.
Oh, you weren't already?
I hate being vulnerable.
I mean, your whole career, you were kind of vulnerable when you were getting passed around in the office.
I hated being vulnerable before this year, and this year has really knocked me on my ass.
All right, dang. They have the music in the background, and I'm afraid of the beat, but again, it's Joy Taylor not taking any accountability because it's the whole world against her. It's never her fault. Sociopathic woman. That's the most overused word ever, but it's really true. I saw this headline here and it made me feel stupid. Candace Owens makes an outrageous claim about Charlie Kirk. I think her and Charlie Kirk got it on, man. Because she is like obsessed with him. She talks more about Charlie Kirk than her own significant other.
We just know that he was truly betrayed in one of the most egregious ways that I think I've ever seen. It has made me lose faith in politics. It has made me fully...
Yeah, you should have never had faith, dummy.
...fully lose faith in Trump.
You've never had... You never should have had faith in Trump, dummy.
Heart aches for the fact that he gave so much of his life to Trump and to politics.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. And true Trump fans do not want to hear this. But I'll say it anyway. He died for somebody that doesn't care about him. He went out there and did his thing. And Trump's like, whatever.
And they just were like, nope, that is it. It serves us or it doesn't serve us and we want to move on. And so here's a holiday, bro.
Bro.
If they try to give me a holiday, what is with them giving people a holiday after they kill them?
I don't know. Remembrance or something?
Why is that a thing? You know what I mean?
What should it be? What do you want?
Like, oh, Martin Luther King, what about this holiday? What about this boulevard? Anyways, let me knock off. Like, they're gonna.
God, Candace Owens just is an annoying broad. You know, like she just uses teeth.
Give Charlie Kirk a boulevard. They already did. They did.
All right, I can't listen to you. I just feel stupider. I'm sorry. I know that sounds a little insensitive, but you just sound like a moron. Oh, I didn't know politicians didn't care about us. Why would they care about you?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Dennis Quaid on the lowly rated Piers Morgan show.
I've had experience.
I've had experience myself. My housekeeper, who was in this country for decades, undocumented, really, because she had her sister's driver's license in order to get around. And, you know, found this out. This was back in 2016, and she was really afraid of Trump getting elected because she would, you know, be thrown out of the country, she thought. She lived in fear. And I said, no, what we have to do, Josie,
don't say her
we
name.
Have to do things right. So I sponsored her. We went through the process, and we got her documented. We got her a green card, in fact, to be here. And she's going for her citizenship right now. And, you know, after a year or two years later, or 4 years later, she wanted to get her citizenship because she wanted to vote for Trump.
Right. All right. Sounds like she's a little brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
She has the Candace Owens disease. Kanye West is an absolutely, positively despicable man. And I grew up, I still listen to his music, but I grew up listening to Kanye. I admired Kanye. Being someone that's bipolar, I can relate to him. But my God, all he does is just make everything around him about him. And he went and made a video critiquing his daughter. And that is the final straw. Your daughter's already been through enough having to have you as a father. And then you make her feel bad about it. You're a scumbag. I can't stand deadbeat dads. They're the worst thing that's ever happened.
Hey, everybody. I just got off the phone with Kim. I told her to stop antagonizing me with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again.
God, you know, phone calls with him would be the worst.
I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers.
No, we don't respect deadbeat fathers like you.
And the idea of family and media tries to promote something. I said, I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney.
Oh, no, but you'll go around being racist and pro-Nazi. Got it.
I have a say-so. And then when people say, oh, they're going to use this for you in court, I didn't have a say so on whether or not they went to Sierra Canyon.
Mm.
Most men do not. There's no such thing as 50-50 custody with in society today. That's not even, it always leans towards the mom.
I'm actually beginning to kind of side with Kanye, unfortunately.
But right now, and I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with.
Poor you. Maybe you should have been a better husband. Let me see here. There was an Uber driver that refused a customer because of her weight. Kendall Jenner discusses losing her virginity. That's good. I like that. It's a little spicy in the club. I like Kendall Jenner. She's like Katy Perry. Sit in my lap. That's my go-to line. If this is your first time listening to this madhouse, I know it's happy hour. I love saying, sit on my lap. It's fun. Here's Kendall Jenner talking about virginity loss and teenage drug use.
I know they turned your room into a closet.
I know, so not nice. I lost for my virginity in that room.
I did.
What? Stop it. Where was I?
Yeah, why can't I film it and sell it and exploit you like I did Kim?
I actually didn't. Did. I didn't. I didn't. Yeah, it was at his house.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
What? Like,
were they not home? Because I can't even.
No,
like,
you guys didn't care.
No, it was.
Didn't care.
Of course they didn't care. You're a pig, Chris.
Not only did she not know, she really didn't give a.
Mother of the year, right here, right?
Did she not know? She really didn't give a.
Good old Chris Kardashian. J.D. Vance blasts Biden's former press secretary, John Psaki. I don't feel like getting mad. But if there was a way to perfectly describe small D energy coming out of Ohio, it'd be that freaking mutant. Richie Sambora will not be touring with Bon Jovi. Hailey Bieber responds to people saying, is she trans? And she says, why would I be offended? Trans people are beautiful. And we'll play that clip in a second. But give me a call. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And also, Hillary Duff was crying because she spilled coffee in her new purse. Man, I would love to have that problem that I'm just driving around and I spill coffee in my purse. Now, if you were like one of those $40,000 millionaires that you see in downtown Tampa where they buy things and can barely afford it, then I would get it. But you can just get another purse. Cry me error. All right, this clip will begin in 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. All right, make a wish. Here is Hailey Bieber.
No, he's the best person alive. He's literally my
favorite. Guys, crazy. Like, what just happened?
Wow, she's really good at doing media. Doesn't talk into the mic.
Guys,
crazy. Like,
could you imagine if I just went, "Hey, what's up? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Happy. Talking to the mic, dummy."
What is happening?
Haley, you're hard.
The rumors are true.
Do people say that?
No.
They're like doing this podcast on a bed. It's a ripoff of not Millie Bobby Brown, Bobby Althoff. I knew it was something with Bobby.
Like when people are trying to be mean, they're like, she looks trans. And I'm like, why do you think that's a diss?
Well, it's not really a diss, but I can see people being pigs about it.
Wait, totally.
As if being like trans is a diss, totally. Or like some of the most beautiful women in the world.
All right, there you go. There is that. Kevin McCall was the backup singer to Chris Brown, and he explains why Chris Brown owes him $25,000. I feel kind of bad for Kevin McCall. I know in the past he's put Chris Brown on blast, and Chris Brown's out here making hundreds of millions, essentially, up there in money. But I'm telling you, you need to get over it then. You need to find something else. That would be like me complaining that I was number one between 10 to 11 a.m. and that Mike Calta didn't go to bat for me. Oh, wait, I do that. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. All right. Here is Kevin McCall talking about his beef with Chris Breezy.
So I know Chris kind of threw a little jab. Ooh. You know, Chris Brown, Chris Breezy.
Oh. I hate when people do that. They're like, who? Yeah, the guy you talked about on a podcast, you moron.
Kind of threw a jab, you know, saying what's funnier, a troll or a broke one? Ouch. You know, when you saw that or heard about that, what went through your mind? I mean.
Yeah, what did, bud?
What went through my mind? All that bullshit's for the birds, and you ain't nothing but a vulture.
All right, I don't need to hear this guy. It's got to be crazy that you're like the backup singer and no one really cares. No one's really going out and about going, oh my God, I'm such a fan of him. This headline's interesting. Maggie, B-A-U-G-H, Bouch, Bouch, her friend, is saying that the romance rumors between Keith Urban and her are not true. Singer Alexandra Kay is speaking right now.
There's a pretty famous country couple going through a divorce, Keith and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
God damn it! Can't play it because of copyright. You know what? You know what I'm going to manifest for 2025? I am going to manifest being able to play copyrighted music. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll make it work because I can't do this. There is so many times there is something really cool that I want to play, but it's copyrighted. And it drives me nuts. Drives me off the wall. It makes me a bad. Not mad, bad. I don't know why I said that. I'm just drawing a blank. Allison Janney says there was somebody that she worked with that she never wants to work with again. I think she's subconsciously talking about herself. She's awful. Dave Grohl on thin ice with wife Jordan Bloom as they reveal his strict list of things to save their marriage. I don't even know why that woman is still with him. Like what you were doing. You think he's not cheated on you with other people? He didn't even have the like guts to pull out. He completed the task right down in there and made a kid. I honestly feel so bad for these like women in these relationships where they feel like they need to stay with them. Seeing him at morning radio. It's like, come on, dude. Like, no one cares. Have some integrity for once.
Mm-hmm.
There has been no wedding ring, but she stared adoringly at her husband. Jordan Blum showed no sign of the heartbreaking pain of his infidelity. For just 1 year after their marriage was rocked by the explosive love child revelation, Blum cemented as a supportive wife. The couple, coordinated in black outfits, clearly thought it was time to go public again, even though they are told Grohl is on thin ice. Well, that's going to work out. This definitely was a shot to his nicest guy in rock image. And he says, I plan on being a supporting and loving parent to her. Okay. Good luck with that, Jordan. Don't know why you're with him, but it's stupid. We have so much NBA news we have to get to. It's absolutely, positively off the wall. It's already like the third day of the season and it's going crazy.
Yo, Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wildin', stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Let's see what we can get to.
Playing tame, behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe. Crazy exes, wild and scandalous. League full of stories, ain't nothing fabulous. Ryan breaks it down, gets unanimous. Tune the
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm.
My message to the defendants, your luck has run out.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups were among 31 people arrested on October 23rd as part of an investigation into illegal gambling.
My thing is this. If you are going to crack down on these guys, make sure that every single person that's ever committed that crime gets brought down. So if any of Trump's homies are doing it, bring them down too. You can't just pick and choose.
The FBI confirmed in a press conference per NBC News. The case includes two fraud indictments obtained by NBC News. The first, in which Rozier is named as one of six defendants, focuses on an alleged sports betting conspiracy and includes charges of wire fraud and money laundering. The second indictment names 31 defendants, including Billups, and is part of a federal gambling investigation that allegedly involves four notorious mafia families. The felony charges include wire fraud conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, operation of an illegal gambling business in relation, and...
And then, let's see, I want to get some of the audio from Inside the NBA right here.
But this one, before we go to break... This falls in the category of you just can't make that stuff up.
Oh,
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not. We'll take a break. When we come back, Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not. We'll take a break.
And then here we go. Here it is. All right, here.
Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier have been arrested by the FBI as part of gambling investigations and on charges of wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy. And to keep a long story short, Chauncey was reportedly involved in rigged poker games with the Mafia and Damon Jones, who also was arrested for that and giving out information surrounding LeBron James and other players' availability before games for gambling purposes. And Rozier was for telling bettors to bet on his unders and then faking injuries or things like that, and pulling himself out of games so the unders and the bets would hit. And here's the Inside the NBA's reactions to those arrests.
Feel free to weigh in now, Sheck.
It kind of always made sense, because there would be games where Terry Rozier was playing awful, and you're like, bro, what are you doing? Shoot the friggin' ball!
Mm-hmm.
And now that we know this, it makes a little more sense. It really does.
Heck, you've heard from Shams. You saw the FBI director speaking about this. What do you think?
I know everybody that's at play, and I don't like to sit up here and be hypocritical about certain things. I'm a homeboy gamble, Ernie. You know, bet it. You know, we've been on teams. We played cards. We played spades. We played tonk. But with that being said, every year they would give us forums on what and what not to do. One of those things where if somebody asks you if a certain player is playing, you say no. So all these guys knew what was at stake. And I'm just...
Yeah, they're stupid!
Ashamed that they put themselves and put their family and put the NBA in this position. We all know the rules. We all know the letter of the law. And it's just unfortunate. Innocent to proven guilty. But usually when the FBI has something, they have you. You know, FBI, I know a lot of people in the FBI, and I've been in many of those investigations. They'll wait 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But when they come knocking on your door, they have something.
So there is Inside the NBA reacting. And then here is the loser commissioner of the NBA speaking about him.
The NBA was on Amazon Prime for the first time, and mid-game they got an in.
I was first freaking out when they were leaving TNT, but I'm actually saving money because you only need Peacock, ESPN, Disney, and then Amazon Prime. So you don't have to pay $95 for that scam that we'll talk about later, known as YouTube TV.
Interview with Adam Silver, where he spoke about Terry Rozier being arrested for the illegal gambling.
Thanks, Ian. Adam, yesterday, federal indictments were announced involving current player Terry Rozier and current head coach Chauncey Billups. What was your initial reaction, and what had the last 36 hours been like for you?
My initial reaction was I was deeply disturbed. There's nothing more important to the league.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can play that because of the copyright in the background. They're playing their rock song. But here is Allen Iverson talking about Cooper Flagg.
Hey, how are you? Congratulations last night. How are you feeling? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How are you feeling? You know, it was like amazing to see everyone come out for you, you know?
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know what I mean? Come out and support me. God is good. I was happy. I had a good time.
Oh, my God. I haven't used the God already, even though I just said, oh, my God.
That's good. So what do you hope everyone takes away from watching your docuseries, you know? Is there anything you think people would find surprising?
No. I mean, it's simple for me. It was just confirmation that the devil is a sucker. You know what I mean? He's a liar. He manipulates.
All right, damn. Kevin Love made a weird post. It was the couple from that Coldplay concert, and it was Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups holding each other, and then he said he went through a mental health problem after he deleted it. So Megan Thee Stallion was popping the pee for Klay Thompson by releasing the Lover Girl video, and she's shaking her ass, and I guess that was dedicated to good old Klay Thompson. Gilbert Arenas says he lies to his wife 10, 12 times a day. Okay. I should probably unmute Instagram. I'm trying. Here we go.
When the NBA season starts, that's where all the bad habits are.
Mm-hmm.
So when the
cheating
season starts, now I'm flying to Miami. Now I'm flying to Atlanta. Now I'm flying to Los Angeles, New York, right? Houston.
Yeah.
Coming in 2, 3 in the morning. Where am I going? Strip club. Right? Club. So we are partying and drinking.
Chin.
Damn near every city we go.
What?
Different girls every city we go. So we're partying during the season on our work schedule. In the summer, we ain't doing none of that.
Yeah.
God, NBA players can be such sluts.
Yeah.
Because our girlfriends and our families. Here. I lie to my wife every day.
What?
That's good.
The fuck?
10, 12 lies a day. That's my job, to lie.
Wow, father of the year. 856-49-HOPPY. Ben Simmons' sister trolled the Kardashians.
I used to date Kendall Jenner, and I will never forget the time we were all, like, as a family, we were all sitting around playing Cards Against Humanity. And she was like, I'm going to bake some cookies. First of all, you're Kendall Jenner. Why don't you guys have a chef? We saw you cutting.
Shut up. She's trying to be relatable, you moron.
Bring up cucumbers, bitch. You don't know how to cook. So she's like, I'm going to bake some cookies. So she starts like, hang on, sorry, ready-made cookie dough. So you really don't have to do much, but like put it in the right place at the right time. Like the only thing that you need to do is chop them up evenly. No, stop, because I have never seen so many uneven cookies.
Oh, shut up, bitch.
Guys, stop trying to get me to tell you more, okay?
You're a cloud chaser. No one's ever heard of you. No one cares about you. I hope you know that. What do we have here? Charles Barkley trolled Shaq for thinking David Adelman played for Denver, but he's just a coach.
Inside the NBA, we're talking about the Denver Nuggets and the issue when Nikola Jokic goes to the bench, the lack of bench depth when they brought up their notable additions during this offseason, and Shaq had this to say.
Bruce Brown was there before. Reminds me of Rick Fox and hit the open shot and do all the dirty things. Tim Hardaway, when he gets going, is a phenomenal shooter. I'm not familiar with Davis Adelman. Jonas Valanciunas.
He's a coach, man. Is it? That a heck of a jumper.
I don't know what it is.
Come on, we can't even. We can't make this up.
Guys, just hold us.
I need a 20. I need a 20.
I love this show.
I'm familiar with everybody, but that David Adelman guy. That's hilarious.
Let me tell you.
It's so weird seeing the word ESPN in the background of Inside the NBA.
Something about me. It's 2017. I'm not memorizing 27 coaches. Okay. I don't know.
All right. There you go. Well, you know, that's why you're bad at your job, Jack. Here is Jeff Teague's podcast, which is pretty outspoken, saying you are not allowed
for
to.
The moment
Shut up. Saying you're not allowed to critique LeBron.
Yeah, that's LeBron. That's a fact. But, bro, the moment I said anything, anytime you say anything about Bron, people call you and say, hey, man, you might want, hey. Yeah. Might want to chill. I know you got some funny stories and shit. Yeah, leave LeBron alone. I'm like, God damn. Okay. I came on here and apologized. I'm sorry. I'm talking to some real people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, nigga. You're funny, nigga. You getting a little too funny. All right, my fuck, brother. So I know ain't nothing getting by. They hold camp. They run the league.
Mm-hmm.
They hold camp, run the league.
Yeah, bro. They too plugged in. For not, somebody that. Not to know an inkling or something, I ain't say they do an all-out play. I just feel like somebody, bro. If not, then that's one of the most.
Rich Paul.
Whatever. There's them. Just going through all this here. Here is Kevin Garnett talking about LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Like to me, y'all don't want to get that deal done? All right, cool. Hey, Rich, hit the light on that shit. This is leverage, my dog.
He is saying that LeBron's faking his sciatic injury.
This is the GOAT telling everybody, or the greatest of his time, telling everybody, yeah, this is how we're going to run this. This feels like leverage. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't
so
playing
you saying
no
he not
shooter.
Hurt?
I ain't playing woo.
So you saying he not hurt?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. You said it sounded like leverage, like press the button. That sounds
like leverage. I ain't saying if he not hurt or hurt. I ain't getting into that. Yeah, I said this feels like leverage.
It really is leverage. And Kevin Garnett, the bar that he was back in the day, I wasn't the biggest fan of him. But I'm telling you, he's honest. Ex-NBA ref who went to prison, Tim Donaghy, says the scandal is coming. And of course, he went on News Nation with those mutants.
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, like you said earlier. And I think you're going to see maybe a
more of a bigger scandal coming out of the college level, because you have these young athletes that aren't going to make it to the next level, and somebody's going to offer them money to maybe fix a game and only win by 12 rather than 15, and they're going to take that money because they're going to need a way to support their family. So I think it's just the tip of the iceberg in many different ways.
I think it's fascinating how I would watch Terry Rozier and I'd be like, why are you missing the shots? And then we find out after the fact that he was missing it because he was trying to make a bet. There were sometimes it was so freaking obvious looking back on it. I'd be watching a game. I'm like, you like just brick that shot. And now they're all going down. I feel like if Biden was in office, he probably wouldn't crucify them as much. But it feels like Kesh Patel is really going after them. Let me see here. I'm seeing a tweet that's going viral that says that if you order a burrito in person at Chipotle, it's more money, or it's got more food than the ones that are online orders. I could see that being a thing. Frequent marijuana use is tied to lower risk of liver disease from alcohol. That's good. An Ohio health agency grants $400,000 to fund psychedelic education and training for first responders, doctors, and more. Allegedly, that has helped me get over the pain of some of my past. So I highly recommend psychedelics. Just know what you are doing. All right. We've been recording for 50 minutes. Let me see here. I'll probably do one more segment of some of the news. You know, I'm not ready to leave you on. I'm not ready to go right now. Happy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. Can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane and grinding life. I don't care if you live in the NBA or wherever. Live in the NBA. I don't care if you live in the US or the UK, as long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Or if you live in the NBA. All right. That wasn't one of my best times going to break, but still pretty good. We'll be right back. Hang on. I live in the NBA.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's Joe Budden with When Thugs Cry.
How can you just leave me standing? Alone in a world that's so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like. Winter.
Yeah, first off, I got a seed coming. So I won't even front like I don't need nothing. Depending on record sales for me to see something. But if that fall back, how the fuck I'm supposed to feed Lil Button? I've been in jail before, I've been a bum before. But a nigga ain't never had a son before. I dealt with Kane and fire, I done banged with fighters. But I ain't never changed a diaper, I ain't ready. Ever since I signed, niggas been on my back. like Mouse. What up? When I'm getting on the track, and so the hood hates me. Figured they'd be much kinder, like Joe. Congratulations, and we coming right behind you. Everybody in the hood adapts. Says I'm responsible for everybody in the hood that raps. They don't like how I do shit. Say I changed, I'm the same nigga that y'all went to high school with. After all these years, still the same drug addict. And it's fucked up, I'm sober with them same drug habits. I still pitch, thief, con and lie, rob, shoot. Difference now is I ain't high, cats is after me. Least I got a crew to warn me. But I don't like walking around with this 32 on me. Least my mans is real, least my family's there. Is it worth rap? The answer's yeah, but I don't know.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother, she never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? Is it what it sounds like?
Yo, I'm a survivor, I seen darker days. A mama's boy with my father's ways. But I had to see my mom in tears when Pop went to the store for them Newports that he must ain't find in years. My little brother lives in the same state, I ain't know that. I got a little brother, I didn't know that. See, I was never told that. If so, I'd have been at the door with a basketball and a Kodak. Love my baby mom to death, she don't believe that. Shit, I ain't never there for her to see that. Don't wanna lose my wits, begging her to do this bid. Not jail, but this music shit. And I know your family hate me, but we come far. Just us against the world, unarmed, me and my girlfriend. Come a time when your mind ain't right and you palm a Luger, and you get used to not being used to. I'm cool with where the Lord placed me, but I hold my heat and pray I never have to take it off safety. I pray for all my niggas pitching on the curb. Jersey City, you get the recognition it deserves. I pray for my son, he'll have genes like me. Pray that he don't have to go through everything like me. Pray to God, bring out the things I never knew I had in me. The rest of my mom and dad and me.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too grown. Maybe I'm just like my mother, she never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? Is it what it sounds like when the
let's go! This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha! And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I sent you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by Deezy Beezy Honey. DeezyBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DeezyBeezyHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I'll go. Out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I'll go. Out there. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back and have an hour, keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah, baby. I just went to the break room. Got some freaking maple oatmeal. No, so freaking good. God. Better than sex. Not really, but still pretty good.
Welcome to Happy Hour.
You know he's right.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Like a can. St. Pete to the globe, got the world understanding. Hoppy in the booth, truth sharper than the talent. Spilling tea on celebs, got the gossip panel scrambling. Late night vibes, throwbacks in rotation. Hip hop classics, no need for translation. Mic in his hand, Luna purring at the station. Hoppy's the king of the syndication nation. Hoppy hour, the power, the voice of the streets. Talk sex, talk fame, mixing fire with beats. Turn it up, let it ride, it's the vibe you need. Worldwide, Hoppy hour is a whole new. Truth, truth teller, no filter, no cap. Dropping knowledge like a needle on a wax track. Florida heat, was sharp as a thumbtack. If the game's a jungle, Hoppy's the big cat. Luna by his side, a feline confidant. Hoppy spills the stories that the others just can't. Radio renegade, shattering the norm. Every word's a storm, every show's a reform. Hoppy out, some power, the voice of the street. Talk sex, talk fame, mixing fire.
The good old AI. All right, let's get back to the friggin' show.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
as I eat my oatmeal.
Keith Urban has a very simple message for fans amid his divorce from Nicole Kidman.
God, he's such a baby.
The country singer noting to concertgoers at the October 17th Nashville stop of his High and Alive tour that his recent lyric changes are simply creative choices.
No, just admit you don't want to talk about your ex.
Not evidence of a deeper meaning, say, about his recent split. A recent TikTok video showing Keith on stage at his show explaining of his song You'll Think of Me. I've been covering like this for a long time. Stop reading into it. The 57-year-old sings the chorus at the show, changing the line, take your space and take your reasons to all your bull reasons. Oh, yes. And when he reaches the line, you'll think of me, he tweaks it, singing.
Why is it that when Taylor Swift does things like this, she's applauded, but when the man does it, he's not? Funk dead.
Out, but I bet you think about me. But it seems it's all just part of Keith's craft. He's made lyrical changes many times over the years, including at a September 27th show in Omaha, when he spotlighted his
Omaha
guitarist, Maggie Baugh, during his performance.
Yeah, you know, he's banging her up.
Of The Fighter, a song inspired by Nicole. The Big Little Lies star filed for divorce from Keith on September 30th.
God, Keith is short. Next to her, he's so freaking short. All right, let's see what's going on here.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
I just am crazy about my husband.
What was the first feeling you had when you heard this AI voice of
this is Suzanne Summers' husband talking about having AI of his wife?
Suzanne.
I have to tell you, for the first couple of minutes, it was really odd, maybe even weird.
A girl's got to look fabulous, even as a robot.
But once you pass through the 2 or 3 minutes, it's not odd or weird anymore. You're communicating. It's another method of communication.
I certainly channel Chris's Snow's bubbly charm and comedic flair.
You believe?
I mean, she was a beautiful woman. Of course you'd want to recreate it.
You can do a show together.
Oh, I love that idea.
Still can't believe she's dead, too. It's weird.
I feel Suzanne is beside me. I know that's weird.
How much?
It's a little weird, but whatever makes you happy, buddy.
Does something like this cost?
Well, I can't tell you the deal I made with the creator. All I can tell you is that I'm happy with it, and it's not like a major cost. Every day, there are improvements on what we're talking about right now.
Alan Nemel is my husband of 55 wonderful years.
All of Suzanne's 27 books have been, they call it training, have been trained into the Suzanne AI.
This is freaking me out.
Do you know when the official clone will be finalized?
Actually, we refer to it as a twin rather than a clone. Clone, okay. Is something else. The answer is no. The creator, I think he's near the end, if not at the end. Are you going to?
All right, this is creepy, man. See what we have here.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Amy Schumer sharing the latest milestone along her weight loss journey. The
I don't know. I'm indifferent about Amy Schumer. Sometimes she's really annoying, but she also, like, the first time she went on the Opie and Anthony show and talked about getting finger banged by a cab driver, she's kind of funny.
Comedian dropping an abtastic pic on her Instagram story, putting her toned stomach on full display for fans with a mirror selfie, complete with a comical caption. No filter, no filler, no clean mirror. Mm. Amy's update for fans coming weeks after her Las Vegas snap nabbed some serious A-lister praise. Alongside pals Jillian Bell and Alex Sachs, comments on the gram could not ignore Amy's new figure. With Amy Sedaris, Lee Daniels, and Missy Pyle.
All right, so they're all kissing her ass. Mm-hmm. God, you know, she's probably got a little crumbly ass.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
I beg your pardon?
Things quickly turned awkward at the Miss Grand International pageant when Miss Panama, Isamar Herrera, thought her country was called...
Yeah, the name was Paraguay that was said, and Panama and Paraguay. Maybe I'm crazy, because I am. But I don't think Panama and Paraguay sound alike.
But she thought wrong. During the 13th Miss Grand International...
and she's walking out there all cocky.
National pageant held in Bangkok, Thailand on October 18th, fans and contestants witnessed Herrera mistakenly believe her country had been called as one of the top 20 competitors. And let's just say the moment had viewers and the live audience stunned. Mm.
Next in is Miss Grand Paraguay!
Panama! It doesn't sound like it. Let me close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't. But close your eyes if you're not driving. Does this sound like Panama?
Miss Grand Paraguay!
Para. If you would have said Paraguay with like an N, but it's Paraguay. It doesn't sound like Panama.
Miss Grand Paraguay!
Stupid!
Congratulations to
all right, there you go. There is them.
Oh, happy hot topic.
What's going on here?
Liam Hemsworth and fiancée Gabriella Brooks are making their engagement red carpet official. The couple lovingly posed for pictures at the London premiere of The Witcher Season 4. Liam is clad in a navy blue double-breasted suit with the matching polka dot tie, while Gabriella sports a sleek black full-length dress and, of course, her 4.5-carat diamond engagement ring. This marks the first time The Witcher star and his fiancée have made a public appearance since they announced their engagement on Gabriella's Instagram in September. The pair debuted their romance in public in 2021 while attending the Gold Charity event with Liam's brother Chris Hemsworth and his wife Elsa Pataky.
All right, I'm getting bored. It's a riveting headline, isn't it? So interesting. What's going on here?
Oh, happy hot topic.
Jason Momoa goes bald, but don't start panicking just yet. As fans know, the Game of Thrones alum is famous for his long, wavy locks, but those seem to be gone in his new Chime holiday campaign since he's basically unrecognizable with this do.
I hate when they say he's unrecognizable. It's literally him as a bald person. Mm-hmm. It was like that thing last month when Nicolas Cage was playing John Madden, and they're like, it's Nicolas Cage, unrecognizable as John Madden! And it's like, it looks like Nicolas Cage is John Madden, dummies.
In the Bank Smarter This Season ad, Jason plays several characters as he narrates the chaos of gift-giving, including a bed salesman who has long copper hair on the side but is bald on top of his head. And to further complete his epic transformation for the role, the 46-year-old dons wire-framed glasses and a wool-gray suit while holding onto a clipboard.
All right, there you go. Let me see here. Let's talk about this.
A standoff that could affect the way you watch your favorite shows. Our parent company, Disney, and YouTube TV are at an impasse.
I'm done with YouTube TV. They keep hiring the prices, and it's like, I don't want to be a pirate. But it's like, come on! The everyday average Joe is getting screwed! Who do you think you are, YouTube TV? $95 a month to just watch sports and watch the same four episodes of Family Guy? I'm good!
With their existing distribution agreement set to expire next Thursday at midnight. Hell. So what's next for viewers if that happens? We've broken it down for you.
Did you guys hear?
From Abbott Elementary,
Ms. Teagues will now have 40 students. I, for one, am excited to see if it will break her.
It won't. It might.
To Dancing with the Stars.
All right, I gotta skip over this because of the copyright. But yeah, YouTube TV can kiss my ass. You know what I mean? These companies, I'm getting scared. All these companies, like, to get the premium HBO Max, it's like $18.99 now with commercials. And then, like, I've said this multiple times, but you know that, like, weird feeling when you get an email from your boss? It's the same feeling I feel every time I get an email from Hulu or a text message from my mom, which I probably shouldn't admit to because I'm 32.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside,
All I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what I want to play. The Backwoods, you're going to love me. Okay, cool.
What's up, so yo, boy? Milwaukee, kick your feet up, nigga. I'm coming down with the key to Decatur. East Atlanta slab rider, heavy grinder for paper. City slicker, heavyweight in the game. Froze wrist and earlobes, heavyweight in my chain. Hitting the game where you niggas be slacking. Got the drove for the low, that's what my niggas be sacking. My shell toes, pedal Chevys and bowls. White letters on the cutlass with my hog and it flows. I'm riding through Oakhurst, coated like Starburst. Candy paint glisten, looking greasy like Brockworth. The dude on my jersey is gray and deceased. You rested in peace for snitching to Decatur police. Serving niggas with a ghetto subpoena. Got that 8-town stomping back in Phillips Arena. I'm passing hoes like election plates. And keep a broad on my squad who won't Section 8. Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah, okay. They gon' love him after this one, shout for real, man. All my trap niggas, it's road smokers. Keep it stripper, stay focused. Pussy popping and rolling. Cause all I wear is hats with A's. Shopping at Ross with white tees, Cartier's. Jeans creased up, straight out the cleaners. Watch my George Jefferson shredding my southern demeanor. When they see me, when I speak my slang, everybody wanna know my name. I was born in Atlanta, raised in Decatur, where we push the lasers and blow like inhaler. Say he kinda skinny with a full size Jimmy. Hey man, I got brows in different cities like gimme, gimme. They used to treat me like Irk of the Nerd. Now they flock when they see my LeBron's on the curb. Look here, see my upholstery, it got women approaching me. Some look like they too old for me. TV's hanging up. Appropriately.
It's Major Way, baby. I told you to love me, pimple. Yeah. When you see me in the six tray drop, and I tell you that the price of the work just dropped, yeah. I let the thing go pop. I caught Buddy round there snitching off to the cops, yeah. And the gang don't stop, don't stop. You try to see my dope, you gonna see this folk. Get it? I'm 31 and my rapping is done. I got $1 million company to run. Bitch!
Cause I smoke like you, on me it's some blue. I buy them, lick them, split them, roll them just like you. In double XL, murder dog, the source on vibes. I'm rolling stones and late model rise, homie.
I'm grand hustling, disturbing the peace. I'm so deaf, putting organized noise in the street. Yeah, I'm smoking earth tones, chong and cheek. You beat your meat at home while I bone you, freak. Oh, told you, you gon' love me.
Shiny things on the leg, Lewis. Known to do a little dance if they act, Lewis. It's the backwoods slapping through your back, Lewis. We got them things that'll make straight, act, Lewis. Known to put them shiny things on the leg, Lewis. Known to do a little dance if they act, Lewis.
It's the shit, bitch.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mom. mouth guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AfueraCoffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to gain education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks a joke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out, hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Oh, life's buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork, you
show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hobbies, jokes, and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy.
Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night. And God bless America.
Doors closing.